Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon with the National Guild of Hypnotists. We're excited to present our mini Meet the Presenters podcast featuring individual presenters at this year's NGH convention, which is happening August 9th, 10th, and 11th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Please welcome John Brancato. He's an NGH member, board certified hypnotist, and licensed mental health counselor. John will be presenting two seminars at this year's NGH convention.
So where in New York are you from?
New York City, the heart of it all. With the good and the bad that comes with it.
The madness, huh?
The good and the bad, let me tell you. But here, born and raised here, so this is where we are for now.
That's funny because, I'm born and raised in New Hampshire, and that's where the Guild office, headquarters is. And
yep.
I haven't moved either, so.
Okay.
But here, yeah. So you're board certified hypnotist. How long have you been board certified?
Only about a year at this point. Yeah.
And how was that experience?
It was great. It was great. I feel like it helped solidify the things I've been, well, one that I learned the original training course, but it helped solidify the work I've been doing. It actually helped like crystallize some of what I was already doing, but didn't maybe put into words.
Now let me ask you.
Pressure.
Were you a hypnotist first or a psychotherapist first?
A psychotherapist first. So I betrayed all the therapists and went to the dark side, learned about the hypnosis world. But I find it blends really beautifully. So I love using them both together. It's an amazing addition to what I do.
I would think that's exactly what you want to do. No matter if you're a hypnotist, you want to introduce new ways of helping people, or you're a psychotherapist, you want to do the same thing, and how can you definitely be more help to people that you see?
Sure. I mean, learning about it, one was learning about hypnosis at the first place was so interesting, but also it was challenging. It challenged some of the things I know as a therapist, and I feel like it actually allowed me to do things I couldn't do just as a therapist alone, which I loved.
That's great. And how long have you been a hypnotist?
Been a hypnotist for two years now. So yeah. So I feel like I've integrated it into my normal therapeutic work pretty well. Very comfortable with it. Love being in the space of hypnosis, and I'm excited to start to speak about what I've been doing. I've been excited for that side of it.
Well, that's great because at the conventions, it's just a whole bunch of information that people can get matter where you want to go in hypnosis. And I was speaking to a member the other day who's presenting, and she's a bariatric nurse, and that's her full time. But she said she uses hypnosis every day.
Yeah.
To help her.
It has a place everywhere. It's amazing to see how adaptable it is. And it looks different in all spaces, but it's there. It really blends in so well.
Right. Absolutely. So you're obviously, this is the first time you're speaking at the NGH.
Well, first time speaking at the NGH. Yeah. So.
But yeah. You've done other seminars or.
Yeah, I've done other seminars, classes, all that kind of stuff. So, and used to being in the, I guess a quasi teaching role. I'm a clinical supervisor for mental health counselors. And so I work with mental health counselors in their licensure period. Giving them supervision on cases, guiding them through learning how to do the beginning of the work. So used to being on that side of the equation as well.
So this will be old hat for you.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say old hat. A new one, but a new one I'm excited to jump into. I feel like I have some background with it. So.
And you've been to the convention before?
Yeah, I went the last 2 years. And it's always such a fun time, both just the convention, and last year I did pre-convention, I did Ron Esslinger's pain certification, which I absolutely love, pain management certification rather. And so I I've had a great time there both times. I always learn so many new things. I come back fried from all the stuff I've learned. So, but it's always great.
Excellent, excellent. And in your practice in New York, you end up have a do you specialize in one thing? I mean, you know, obviously you're a licensed mental health counselor, so is.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I see a wide range of age groups and presenting concerns, but a large part of my focus is with individuals dealing with chronic physical health issues. And that's where I feel like hypnosis actually really shines. But a large part of my work is looking at the mental health aspects of chronic health issues and making interventions on the psychotherapy side and the hypnotherapy side to help people heal. And it's really been a beautiful thing to explore. The addition of hypnosis just, it unlocked a new world of what you can do.
That's great. I mean, that's great. If you're always looking to improve and to, you know, take steps forward, it only helps your clients even more. So.
Sure, sure. And well, that's my goal with my first presentation here is there's so much that I've learned there's so much I've learned from the NGH and the presentations I've seen at the conferences each year. And so I want to give back in what some of what I've learned as a therapist that I think could really be helpful for hypnotists to know.
And that's the introduction to psychodynamics?
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking about some of these, some of the natural functions of our mind and how they come into and sometimes complicate our hypnotic work. And then second to that, bringing in some of my work with dreams, which I've co-opted in using in some of my hypnotic work, using some of that imagery, the narratives, the dynamics that are in the dreams, and using it to craft some hypnotic work from.
That's excellent. I think these both these seminars are going to be very interesting to people, and you'll have a good crowd.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited for it.
Let me ask you the one big question that that I ask everybody.
All
what
right.
do you do when you're not doing hypnosis or psychotherapy?
Wow, what a question. Outing me that I only do that. No, I'm kidding. I am just a big reader in general, so I'm a huge nerd. But you catch me playing video games once in a while. So, you know, sometimes when we need to rest, and we'll maybe sometimes get angry at the screen, you'll see me playing some video games. So
that's all right. I ask everyone because, you know, I mean, our podcast is heard from everybody who wants to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a member. And it's interesting because they want to make sure that the hypnotist that they go see is actually a real person that does something fun.
Sure.
Other than
sure. No, I'm a real person in the world, not a plant here. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us nghpodcast@ngh.net.